are here with Alex Bard from GOOWY.com, G-O-O-W-Y.com, CEO and founder. Could you explain for the listeners what GOOWY is?
Well, GOOWY is a web-based virtual desktop, and really the goal of what we're doing with GOOWY is to simplify your digital lifestyle. And what we mean by that more specifically is more and more people are going online today, and there are a lot more resources to help them manage who they are or their identity on the internet. And we focus really on three specific things. We focus on helping users manage their personal communications. And inside of personal communications, that includes things like webmail, your contacts, your calendaring, and integrated instant messaging. So really being able to help you through one unified interface to manage all those communication outlets. The second area that we focus GOOWY on is then helping store and manage your digital content. So the ability to have files that you upload to GOOWY, whether they be pictures or music or videos, and then the ability to access and share those files with your family and friends. And then the final piece is really helping you organize information from across the internet through these mini applications that we call minis. So the ability to get news, weather, integration to Flickr photos or bookmarks or other great applications that are out there, but centralized and aggregated to one place through our minis.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yeah, you bet. I graduated college in 1996, and I've been, you know, in the internet entrepreneurial space ever since. My first company was a company on the East Coast out of New York called eShare Technologies, and I was one of the early founders of that company. And basically, eShare focused on developing chat, bulletin board, and email software for some of the largest portals at the time, Lycos, GeoCities, AT&T, WorldNet, AOL. We built a lot of the software that they used to build their communities. And actually, there's four founders inside of GOOWY, myself and three other guys, and we've worked together pretty much since, you know, all graduating from college. So we've worked together for, you know, 11 years now at this point through two other startups, and it's been an amazing experience. I love, you know, an entrepreneurial environment and being able to create awesome applications that you, you know, you put out there and you get immediate feedback on. So it's been an exciting journey for us.
Okay, cool. And where did you get the idea to create GOOWY?
Before starting GOOWY, my partners and I were part of two other companies. And those companies were really focused on communication applications for the internet, whether it be chat or email or other means of communicating. And when we left our last company, ESS Global Solutions, we took some time off and we knew we wanted to do something that was more consumer-focused. We wanted to build an application that we could put out there and we could see the tangible effect that it had on an individual user. And it was something that we wanted to build that we would ourselves want to use. And at the time when we started the company, which was mid-2004, we saw the biggest experience gap between desktop communication applications and web-based communication applications. So if you looked at web-based email in 2004, it was a very poor experience. It was click, wait, and refresh. It didn't have a lot of that rich functionality that a desktop email client like an Outlook had. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the original reason for starting GOOWY was to take some of those applications that people use on a daily basis and deliver the functionality and power of the desktop, but really into a web-based environment. And that's how we came up with the idea for GOOWY. And it's really, you know, since that point, it's evolved based on things that have happened on the internet and really a lot based on user feedback that we've gotten. We're a very user-centric company, so we listen and read every single comment that gets sent in. Mm-hmm. We respond to those comments, and in many cases, those comments have been, you know, part of the reason that we've evolved the product as we have.
You guys have definitely done a good job at getting that interface together. When did you begin work on this project?
We started in mid to late 2004 with the idea and actual development probably in late 2004. And we had an alpha release of the product. The initial alpha public release was at the end of March 2005.
And throughout the development period or even afterwards, what was your biggest obstacle to overcome?
I think there were a couple of challenges. I mean, you know, there's challenges in starting your own company and the entrepreneurial challenges of, you know, funding your efforts and really believing in your vision and following through with that vision. So there's challenges from a business perspective. And then there's also technology challenges. I mean, there's times where you're developing and you release it live and then immediately you have to redevelop or fix something that you've built. And that's, you know, the great thing and the difficult thing about being in an iterative world where you're just constantly releasing software. And anecdotally, I can remember one story where when we first started the company, we had all of our servers hosted at a really cheap hosting facility that was about 2 hours away from us. And one day, the hosting facility lost its air conditioning in the middle of summer, and it was in L.A. And basically, our servers melted into each other. So,
into
you know, people couldn't connect to our site, and we were trying to figure out what the hell is going on, only to find out that, you know, basically our servers melted. So, you know, we jumped in a car and drove up there and recovered what we could and had to build out a completely new hosting facility within 24 hours at a world-class center where we had to pay more, obviously, than at that point we wanted to, but it's something that we believed in, and so we made the investment. But, I mean, it's stories like that. Every entrepreneur has funny stories when the company was young and early and just starting to develop where, you know, something blew up or went wrong that they didn't anticipate.
Ah, well, it's one of those things where you can, you know, it's funny now, but I'm sure at the time it's, you know, it must have been a major headache.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what, and it's those stories that you look back on and reflect and really make the whole journey worthwhile, right? Mm-hmm. You know, exactly like you said, when it's happening to you, it's not funny, but, you know, after you've grown through it and you've learned from it and you've made the company and product stronger and better because of it, that's when you can sit back and have a beer and kind of laugh about it all.
And it's a motivator, too. You can say, look, a couple of years from now, when we have this great product and great thing that everybody uses, we'll remember back and we'll look back and we will laugh. So it's kind of a motivator at the same time.
Absolutely right. That's exactly. That's the fun of having an entrepreneurial startup, you know? It's the ups and downs, and it's all of it that makes it exciting.
Well, since we're the best damn tech show, we're gonna talk tech, and that's definitely Adam's expertise. So he's gonna ask you some inner working questions, probably some stuff that's even past me.
Sure.
Yeah. My first question is, what made you guys go with Flash?
It's interesting. You know, we always get that question, the why Flash question, especially since this, you know, whole Web 2.0 world is almost synonymous with Ajax. But when we sat down and we were planning out the technical roadmap for the product, we as a company, and we've done this since the beginning and we'll continue to do this, start with the user experience. So we'll sketch out and we'll think about what do we want the user experience to be. And then we'll go back and think about the best technologies to enable that user experience. The reason we selected Flash, and this was really, I mean, when we started the company, if you think about the timing, it was before Ajax became, you know, a coined phrase that everybody used.
Right.
We had done Ajax. Ajax back in the day, I guess, was called DHTML, and we've done a lot of work with it. And we actually have some Ajax in the existing product. But the primary reason for choosing Flash when we did is we felt that from an experience perspective, from a rendering perspective, at the time, Flash gave you a more robust environment to create animations and to create rich application-like functionality. I mean, that was one of the reasons was, again, we really focused on experience and the look and feel of the app, and Flash gave us more power and flexibility. And another reason that we selected Flash was that it runs in its own environment, and there's a 90, I don't know what they claim now, but it's about 93% plus computers are installed with Flash 7. So if you develop for Flash 7, you can run on pretty much any operating system, any browser, and have the same experience, and you don't have to redevelop for different browsers and different operating systems. And that's a really powerful thing if you consistently want to iterate the product and get functionality out quickly. If you're doing that in Ajax, there's, you know, each browser interprets Ajax somewhat differently, so there's more work versus going with Flash, which is a more stable development environment.
Well, you've definitely been asked that question before.
yeah, ready to go, ready to go.
So,
you know, there's a couple of other reasons that we chose to do that as well, but, you know, the primary ones were experience and the fact that we could code once and then deploy across multiple browsers and operating systems.
And you kind of know that Flash is, I mean, it's going to be solid and it's going to get the support and the development, you know, it's got the big company backing. And
exactly,
so
and, you know,
can grow with
Macromedia,
it.
And I guess they should call them Macromedia, but Adobe now, they were really supportive of the things that we were doing. I mean, it's exactly the point you made, right?
Yeah.
We had a big company that we could go to and we could show them the things that we were working on, and they, you know, really liked the fact that we were pushing Flash to its boundaries, and so they really supported us early on in the development of it.
How are you referring to them now? Is it Macrodobia? Is it Adobe something?
Yeah, I still call them Macromedia because we knew them when they were Macromedia,
yeah.
But then I always have to check myself and it's Adobe now, so I guess I need to change that.
Yeah, they'll always be Macrodobia to me. If it's okay to ask, what are you using for the back end?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, we've been fortunate in that in our past, we've been, you know, in this internet space for God now about 11, 12 years, but we've worked with pretty much every type of technology you can imagine, both on the back end and the front end. And our belief has always been you apply the right technology for the right application. Mm-hmm. So it's not that we're, you know, technically bigoted in one way or another. So from a back end perspective, I mean, there's a variety of technologies we use. We use .NET in certain areas. We use, you know, a Linux and open source environment in other areas for our mail server and things of that nature. So we really believe, again, that certain technologies are optimized for certain applications, and we do our best to leverage those for those specific applications.
So you've kind of developed your own custom hybrid, you know, what, you know, that makes GUI run the best way possible. It's not you're saying, well, we run completely on Linux. You know, you're using what you need to make it run right. That's awesome.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that's good. I see that there's, in a lot of cases, too much polarity in the open source versus proprietary. And it is a good philosophy that the right tool for the right job.
Yeah, we absolutely leverage both. I mean, as a perfect example, we're going to be rolling out our integrated instant messaging over the next couple of weeks, and it's based on the eJabberd platform, right? So it's open source, and we just felt that that was the best way for us to expose integrated instant messaging.
Now, AOL just opened up AIM. Is that going to help you guys in development at all? Or you're already, I mean, you're set. You're going to, you know, put out your instant messaging feature.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, right? AOL opened up AIM, but they haven't opened up the buddy list for AIM. So you can develop applications to AIM, but they haven't quite opened up the ability to interact with AIM buddies using a different client.
So that's the part that
we're
leaving out.
We're using various open source standards to communicate with all the top providers. Mm-hmm. I think it's great, though, that AOL is starting to take a step forward and to say, you know, we're going to open up our applications. We're going to adopt kind of this new age of thinking of openness and, you know, mashup, so to speak. And I'd like to see other companies come along with that as well.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to discourage them from doing that, but the buddy list would be nice.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Exactly.
So, what's your base of users?
We're over 100,000 active members now. We've really done no kind of marketing or promotion for it. It's all been through viral growth. There's a couple of things that will be coming out about us, articles and press releases and some other things that I think are really going to kick up the user growth. We've really tried to stay underground and focus on product development. Mm-hmm. Over the next 30 to 60 days, the product is really going to get a huge improvement, both from a UI perspective as well as, you know, we'll finally get to the functional plateau that we wanted to when we started the company, which is, you know, having the integrated instant messaging and the virtual file storage coupled with everything else that we have. So I'd imagine you'll start hearing a lot about us over the next 30 to 60 days as soon as that comes out.
Yeah, I personally heard about you on TechCrunch, and then I listened to the interview that you did with Leo on This Week in Tech. And I thought, you know, I have to check this out for sure. And of course I've seen a lot of the Flash desktops out there, or the, you know, the Ajax, you know, 2.0 desktops. And by far, I found this personally that GUI blew them away.
Yeah, thanks. I really appreciate that. You know, Mike Arrington, who's the editor of TechCrunch, he's a great guy, and you know, we got introduced to him really early on before this whole, you know, really Web 2.0 movement. And he's been really supportive of some of the things that we've been doing. Mm-hmm. He and I had a debate a couple of weeks ago where we went back and forth because we were getting pulled in with all these other Ajax desktops, you know, the ones that let you have RSS feeds and arrange your news and stuff like that. And,
right.
You know, I told him, I said, Mike, I appreciate the coverage, obviously, but we're so much more than that. I mean, give you this rich application functionality. We give you email and contacts and calendar and integrated instant messaging and file storage beyond just, you know, aggregating news from different sites. And so, you know, we were going back and forth on that, but it's been exciting. And like I said, you know, I think over the next 30 to 60 days, a lot of people will start hearing about our application. Mm-hmm. and hopefully experiencing the benefits of it.
Cool. So GUI's been around for a little over 2 years, would you say?
Wow, has it been that long?
You've been working
on it. It feels like it's all happened in a microwave, but I guess it's been from middle of 2004 until about now. So yeah, almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years. Congratulations. How much growth has your organization seen since then?
Well, you know, we're still a pretty small company. We really believe in hiring people that are going to fit us not only from a skill set perspective, but also from a cultural perspective. We absolutely believe in that. And so, you know, right now we're still just under 10 people, but we plan on scaling the company over the next, I'd say, 3 to 6 months. We closed our Series A financing. We actually haven't made an official announcement who we've closed that financing with. But, you know, it's a really exciting partner, and he's been ultra supportive of both the team and the company, not only financially, but from a, you know, an idea and a product perspective. So you'll see us growing over the next, like I said, 6 to 9 months.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, it's I guess kind of, you know, before the bubble and everything, there was all this money being thrown at companies based on concepts. But now I guess you're seeing a move towards, okay, well, you know, show me a prototype or show me what you have. And then it's kind of like you said, the slow development, you know, over a couple of years, you're not rushing anything out there. And then if you have a good idea and a good product like GUI, you know, the financial part will come and the attention will come.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're exactly right. I've raised money in, you know, the internet heyday. And for our company prior to this, we raised $72 million in the first year. And, mm-hmm. and you know, the first amount of that $72 million came on nothing more than a piece of paper, an idea, and a team put together. Mm-hmm. It's a very different time and age now where, you know, you've got people in garages like you did back then, but right now you can do so much more, right? Because everything costs less. Servers cost less, bandwidth costs less, and there's a, you know, a community of openness, so you can develop applications faster. And that's exactly right. You know, you go to the VC community and they want to see something that's already built, that's out there, that people are using and that people are interested in. And I think that's great. You know, it's a much greater proof of concept, and I think personally as an entrepreneur, I think it's more exciting to build something and then take that out to, you know, the street and get it financed to really grow the business.
Right. Now and in the future, how do you see the average internet user's daily use of GUI?
Well, I think that if you look at the trend on what's happening on the internet, at least this is what we think anyway, right? More and more people are doing things online. There are more and more big companies that are migrating applications online. Even if you look at Microsoft, right, they're starting to do a web-based office, and Bill Gates just had a speech that he presented to, you know, all the senior executives inside of Microsoft that said, you know, everything has to move online, and one day the operating system and the internet have to become essentially transparent. And we think that, you know, GUI is the first step in that evolution. I mean, it becomes a, let's call it a virtual OS or a web-based desktop, where you can have all of your applications, but you can access them from any computer. Mm-hmm. And it gives you a really cool, slick, you know, Mac-like experience for managing those applications. So I think, you know, we're kind of hopefully ahead of the curve on, you know, what some of those other companies are doing. And I think ultimately the great benefit to any individual is, regardless of what computer you're using, whether it's your home computer or your work computer or a public computer that you're accessing information from, you can log into this virtual desktop experience and have all of your data, all of your contacts, all of your information, your files, and a really powerful interactive application that you can use to manage your daily lifestyle.
Yeah, we work, both of us work in higher education, and my immediate thought was, this is perfect for a student. You go to the library, you use it, everything's there. You know, you go home for spring break, everything's there. So it's, you know, it, like you said, it's a virtual, pretty much a virtual OS, a virtual workstation.
Exactly, yep.
So so speaking about the future, what's on the horizon for GUI? We see that that you have the desktop like interface, file management is in the horizon, or on the horizon, and the messaging. Are we going to see GUI Office or something like that?
That's funny that you ask. And you know, when we actually first started presenting the product out to the community, a lot of people asked, well, you know, this looks like it makes a lot of sense to integrate with Writely, you know, the web processor that just got acquired by Google. Mm-hmm. And then there was an Excel-like competitor that was doing a web-based version of it that, you know, people said we should integrate with. I think at some point we'll probably look at going that direction. Right now we're much more focused on more of a consumer experience rather than a business experience. But as I look over the horizon, you know, some of the things that immediately jump out at us are, you know, the ability to integrate with wireless. So now on a wireless device, you can get all of your data from GUI and interact with it. And as we start heading more into the business arena, doing things like offline synchronization. So you can actually have your, you know, GUI virtual client when you're not online, perform work in it, and then when you get a connection, synchronize up to it. And then, you know, ultimately, probably going into some of those other office-like applications like Word and Excel, although I don't know if we'll develop them ourselves or if we'll just ultimately partner with somebody that already has it and integrate it into the GUI UI.
All right. So I mean, from a user perspective, I mean, I personally made it my homepage now. So I've been using GUI for everything. Are there any features of GUI that the normal user at first glance might not see that you think personally are pretty cool?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, GUI originally as an application was an inward-facing application. What I mean by that is, you know, it's email that you see and it's not alive until you get emails into it and you start interacting. And when you start doing that, you see really some of the detailed features that have been built into it, like the drag and drop and right-click context menus and the keyboard shortcuts and the integration with contacts for calendaring and everything else. I mean, there's a lot of integration throughout the various applications in GUI, and the only way that you really see it is by uploading your contacts or by importing your emails and then starting to use it. Mm-hmm. In the future, there's just going to be a lot of really cool stuff that will immediately make the application more vibrant, like the instant messaging. We're also going to work on the ability to create a personal page that you could publish with your files from GUI and with your, you know, minis from GUI and a bunch of other stuff. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of really exciting features coming. And right now in the app, the only thing that I'd say is, you know, go check it out, play with it, and think about all the things you could do with a desktop application and try them in GUI, and you'll see they all work.
You know, I noticed that you have your featured podcasts, and that, of course, Best Damn Tech Show isn't included in that list. Hopefully one day we'll make it to prominence to where we can be included in that list too.
You know what, guys? I'll make you this promise, you know, over this podcast so you can hold me to it.
Okay.
By the end of the week, you guys will be inside of our featured podcast.
There you have
it. There you go.
GUI. No, we were fans.
Heard it here first.
You heard it here first. We were fans of GUI before that. Now we're buying our GUI t-shirts. And is stock available? No. It's a fantastic application.
Send me your sizes and we'll send you the t-shirts and hats.
Oh, fantastic. Nice. Yeah, we'll send you some Best Damn gear too. You know, we'll just you know, do a nice trade. I'm sure yours is worth much more than ours at this point, or at any point. But
so, as an entrepreneur, I've rarely met an entrepreneur that as one thing was out of development or moving that way, something else wasn't already on the drawing board. You got anything you want to share with us?
You know, I think it's really about the stuff that I talked about. You know, what's great about this whole new environment of creating and developing applications, which is different than the historic software models of, you know, you have a 1.0 version, you spend the next year developing it in your labs and testing it, and then you roll it out, and by the time you rolled it out, you might have missed the boat. What's exciting now is, you know, we can build something inside of our labs today, have it up on the site tonight, get immediate feedback, and redevelop it. And so, you know, our roadmap as far as what's coming in the future, yeah, we've got a general idea of where we're going, but a lot of it is going to be defined by the users, the people who send in comments and tell us how to make the application more useful to them. So, you know, it's kind of exciting not knowing exactly what's going to happen over the next year.
Yeah, so everybody be sure to go over to GUI.com, GOOWY.com. They have a blog set up. Feedback, give them comments, you know, use it. And if you have ideas, share it. And these guys are reading. They're actually, you know, here's a company who's actually listening to the feedback.
And putting out some brilliant stuff.
You know, I'll tell you, and thank you guys so much. And I'll tell you one thing about that, too. I get every single email that comes into comments. As a matter of fact, everybody in the company does. We get them forwarded to, you know, our individual emails. So any email or any comment that gets sent in, every single one of us reads it. And we take it really seriously. So, yeah, come try the application. Tell us what you think.
And if anybody's wondering what Web 2.0 is, or if they wonder if Web 2.0 is just the technology, this right here is Web 2.0. It's the interaction, it's quality applications, and the hard work of people like Alex here from GUI. We appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, guys. I really enjoyed it. It was great.